Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Jesus, our strength. Isaiah 12, verse 2. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. We've waited months to sing those lines, and Easter is finally here. The words from Isaiah are also a song of praise for our salvation. Jesus is our salvation. That is, he saved us from our sins when he died on the cross and came back to life on that first Easter. It is finished. Jesus' mission is complete. We are the ones that deserve the punishment, but instead Jesus was punished in our place. We praise him for his undeserved love. But we still have a daily struggle against our own sin and temptation. God gives us the faith to trust in him and the strength to turn away from sin. Although the world wants to lure us from him by encouraging our greed, deceit, and pride, we can daily ask God for the strength to help us resist temptation and thank him for the forgiveness that he freely gives when we fail. One way we can show our thankfulness to God for his grace or undeserved love is to study his word at church and in our home. By reading his word, the Bible, we are daily reminded of how frail we are and how mighty he is. We are daily reminded that God's word has the power to change hearts, starting with our own. We do not need to be afraid of anything in this life, including our own death. Jesus is God who rules over all things. May we praise him now and until he comes again. We pray. He lives and grants us daily breath. He lives and I shall conquer death. He lives my mansion to prepare. He lives to bring me safely there. He lives all glory to his name. He lives my Jesus still the same. Oh, the sweet joy this sentence gives. I know that my Redeemer lives. A question to consider. What routines can you put into practice so that you continue learning what the Bible tells us about Jesus and the strength he gives? May the Lord bless your Easter week. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.